News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The Centre on Monday moved the Supreme Court seeking an injunction against the proposed tractor or trolley march or any other kind of protest which seeks to disrupt the August gathering and celebrations of the Republic Day on January 26. In an application filed through the Delhi police, the centre has said that it has come to the knowledge of the security agencies that a small group of protesting individuals or organisations have planned to carry out a tractor march on Republic Day. It is submitted that the proposed march is slated to disturb and disrupt the August celebrations of the nation on Republic Day and would be bound to create a massive law and order situation, the application said. It is submitted that the said proposed march or protest seeks to disrupt and disturb such celebrations, which is bound to create a serious law and order situation and will cause an embarrassment to the nation, it said. It said that the right to protest is always subject to the countervailing public order and the public interest, and the right to protest can never include maligning the nation globally. It is submitted that the Republic Day function on January 26 each year has its own constitutional as well as historical significance. The January 26 Republic Day ceremony is not an isolated standalone ceremony. Rather, a grand rehearsal takes place on January 23 where everything which is to happen on January 26 of each year is rehearsed, the application said. Any disruption or obstruction in the said functions would not only be against the law and order, public interest, but would also be a huge embarrassment for the nation, it said, while referring to the Republic Day ceremony. It requested the top court to restrain anyone from conducting any protest march, either in the form of tractor march, trolley march, vehicle march, or any other mode by entering into the National Capital Region territory of Delhi. Earlier in the day, the top court pulled up the centre for its handling of the farmers' protest against the new farm laws, saying it was extremely disappointed with the way negotiations between them were going and it would constitute a committee headed by a former Chief Justice of India to resolve the impasse, indicating amply that it may go to the extent of staying the implementation of the contentious farm laws. The apex court refused to grant extra time to the centre to explore the possibility of amicable solution, saying it has already granted the government a long rope. The eighth round of talks between the centre and the farmer unions on January 7 headed nowhere, as the centre ruled out repealing the contentious laws, while the farmers' leaders said they are ready to fight till death and their ghar vapsi will happen only after law vapsi. The apex court had earlier issued notice and sought the centre's response on a batch of pleas against the three contentious farm laws, the Farmers Empowerment and Protection Agreement on Price Assurance and Farm Services Act, the Farmers Produce Trade and Commerce Promotion and Facilitation Act, and the Essential Commodities Amendment Act. Union Minister of State for Defence Shripad Naik was injured late on Monday while his wife Vijaya died after the car they were travelling in met with an accident at Hosakambi village of Ankola Taluk in Karnataka's Uttar Kannada district. Officials said that Naik's close aide and RSS Pracharak Deepak Dube had also been killed in the accident. There were four occupants in the car who were travelling from Yellapur to Gokarna, they said. Sources have told News 18 that Naik is critical and was rushed to Goa Medical College. Goa Chief Minister Pramod Sawant and State Health Minister arrived at the hospital after Prime Minister Narendra Modi dialed the CM to ensure proper arrangements for Naik's treatment. The Union Minister's son had also reached. He is out of danger and his health condition is stable. Two minor surgeries would be performed on him tonight. As of now, there is no requirement to shift him to Delhi for treatment, Sawant told reporters. Meanwhile, Deputy Commissioner of Uttara Kannada Harish Kumar has arrived at the hospital where the driver is admitted, a source said, adding that they had gone on a private program in Yellapur and were on their way to Gokarna for a temple visit. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh also spoke to Sawant about speedy medical treatment of Naik, who is 68. I am shocked and extremely saddened by the news of the Minister of State for Defence, Sripad Naik being injured in a road accident. I have had a conversation with the Chief Minister of Goa, Sri Pramod Sawant. The state government is properly managing the treatment of Sripad Ji, Singh tweeted in Hindi. So Suset Singh discussed with the Goa Chief Minister the option of bringing Naik to Delhi for better treatment if required. Karnataka Chief Minister B.S. Yedurappa condoled the demise of Naik's wife and conveyed his wishes for Naik's speedy recovery. Shocked to know that the car which Union Minister Sripad Naik Ji was travelling met with an accident in Uttara Kannada and the death of his wife, my heartfelt condolences on the tragic death of Srimati Naik and prayers for the speedy recovery of Sri Naik and those injured, Yedurappa said. Poised to impeach, the House sped ahead on Monday with plans to oust US President Donald Trump from office, warning he's a threat to democracy and pushing the Vice President and Cabinet to act even more quickly in an extraordinary effort to remove Trump in the final days of his presidency. Trump faces a single charge, incitement of insurrection, after the deadly Capitol riot in an impeachment resolution that the House will begin debating on Wednesday. At the same time, the FBI warned ominously on Monday of potential armed protests in Washington and many states by Trump loyalists ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration on January 20. In a dark foreshadowing, the Washington Monument was being closed to the public amid the threats of disruption. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf abruptly resigned. It all adds up to stunning final moments for Trump's presidency as Democrats and a growing number of Republicans declare that he's unfit for office and could do more damage after inciting a mob that violently ransacked the U.S. Capitol on last Wednesday. President Trump gravely endangered the security of the United States and its institutions of government, reads the four-page impeachment bill. He will remain a threat to national security, democracy, and the Constitution if allowed to remain in office, it reads. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is summoning lawmakers back to Washington for votes, and Democrats aren't the only ones who say Trump needs to go. A small number of House Republicans may vote to impeach him, while others at least want to vote for censure. Former GOP Speaker John Boehner said it is time for Trump to resign. Republican Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania joined GOP Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska over the weekend in calling for Trump to go away as soon as possible. As security tightened, Biden said on Monday he was not afraid of taking the oath of office outside, as is traditionally done at the Capitol's West Steps, one of the areas where people stormed the building. As for the rioters, Biden said it is critically important that there will be a real serious focus on holding those folks who engaged in sedition and threatening the lives, defacing public property, caused great damage, that they be held accountable. A battered and bruised India team batted resiliently through the final day to snatch a remarkable draw in the third test against Australia on Monday, leaving an engrossing series tied at 1-1 heading into the final match in Brisbane. A hobbling Hanuma Vihari combined with Ravichandran Ashwin to defy Australia's attack in a partnership over the last 3 hours of the match that kept alive India's hopes of a second successive series triumph down under. The sixth wicket stand was worth only 62 runs, but immeasurably more in terms of morale for a squad that has endured quarantine, alleged racial abuse from fans, and a catalogue of injuries. Our talk this morning was all about showing character, fight till the end, and not thinking of the result, said India skipper Ajinkya Rahane. A special mention to Vihari and Ashwin, the way they batted and showed their character. Looking forward to Brisbane now, he said. Australia's frontline bowlers, who skittled the tourists for 36 in the first test, threw everything they had at the Indian batsmen on a day 5 wicket at Sydney Cricket Ground that did not deteriorate as much as they had hoped. India finished on 334 for 5, 73 runs short of the victory target of 407. That Australia had handed them after declaring on 312 for 6 at tee on Sunday. We certainly created chances to win the game, just did not hold our catches, myself in particular, said Australia captain and wicketkeeper Tim Payne, We have to cop the blame for that, wear it, move on and look forward to Brisbane, he said. Earlier, a brilliant 97 from Rishabh Pant and a typically obdurate 77 from Cheteshwar Pujara had given India a glimmer of hope that they might just be able to chase down their imposing target. Pant, who was a serious injury doubt on Saturday after taking a nasty blow to his elbow, slugged 12 fours and 3 sixes to take the game to the Australians. The pair had put on 148 for the fourth wicket before Pant was caught at backward point, 3 runs shy of his century, to give off-spinner Nathan Lyon his second wicket of the day. It was huge relief to the home side, who must have had flashbacks to Ben Stokes's innings of 135 not out at Headingley in the 2019 Ashes that enabled England to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. Pujara was the chalk to Pant's cheese, eking out his runs from 205 deliveries over 285 minutes before Josh Hazlewood finally got something out of the second new ball to penetrate his defence and shatter his wicket. Once they departed, however, a draw was clearly the only target. Vihari clearly hampered, having pulled up, clutching his hamstring, after running for a single before tee, scored at a rate that made Pujara look like a limited-over slogger. His 23 runs came from 161 deliveries, while Ashwin was barely more expansive, with 39 from 128 balls. At one stage, 41 deliveries passed without a run being scored. Ashwin came out to bat ahead of Ravindra Jadeja, who dislocated his left thumb in the first innings to add to India's long injury list. Steve Smith was named man of the match for his innings of 131 and 81, and Australia will be hoping he maintains that form at the Gabba, where they are unbeaten in 31 tests going back to 1988. Cricket Australia Chief Executive Nick Hockley earlier ended a week of uncertainty around the match, which begins on Friday, by announcing that the tourists had agreed to travel to Brisbane despite concerns about the biosecurity measures. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.